It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you want to call, please call and someone will be praying for you. And I'll be praying for you. We always pray, and I believe God answers prayers. And so, please tell somebody to tune into this program. We were talking about the Old Testament people and the New Testament people and the difference between their salvation and their baptism and their Holy Spirit. I was trying to tell you that Old Testament people, they received the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit was called the Spirit of Christ because the Holy Spirit was not revealed until then. How do you know? You have to go to the book of St. John and chapter 7 and start reading from verses 37 to 39. Jesus Christ stood and said, "Come, and if you want to drink, drink from me." And he was talking about the Holy Spirit. And he said the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus Christ was not glorified yet. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the only one can baptize you with the Holy Spirit. If you remember what the John the Baptist said, he said, "I baptize you with the water. But there is someone comes after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." And Jesus Christ said, "I'll go to my Father and I'll pray to my Father, I'll request to my Father, and he will give you the Holy Spirit." St. John chapter 14, chapter 15 and chapter 16. Jesus Christ said so many things about the Holy Spirit in very detail. So Jesus Christ is the only one first talked about the Holy Spirit. And so the third person of Holy Spirit was not revealed yet to the Old Testament people. That's why I said those people received the Spirit of Christ. Now somebody will say, "How do you know? Moses didn't know. Elijah didn't know. No other prophet said, 'I received the Spirit of Christ.' Then how can I say?" I am saying because the Bible says so. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 10 to 12, if you read, it says the prophets were searching about salvation, not for themselves, but for us. But the Word of God says they did not have the third person of Trinity, Holy Spirit, but they had the Spirit of Christ. So how Peter came to know that they had the Spirit of Christ? Because the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter that all the Old Testament people had the Spirit of Christ. But the New Testament believers, they have the Spirit of God and Spirit of Christ. And they can have also this Holy Spirit. But everything comes step by step. Some people say the Cornelius people received the Holy Spirit first and then they were baptized. Can Holy Spirit come before the water baptism? Yes. But the order is given. Peter was saying, if you read in the book of Acts chapter 2, Peter says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, believe, and then be baptized, and then you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, not only you, but your children, and children's children, and anyone comes to Jesus Christ." All people have authority to receive Jesus Christ and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The point I'm making, first you have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are a child of God. Once you are a child of God, then you should be taking water baptism. Somebody says, if I don't take water baptism, then what? Because there are denominations in the world. They don't take water baptism. What they say? Once you believe, you got eternal life. There is no need of taking baptism. This is just a ritual. This is not a ritual. Because if that was a ritual, then Jesus Christ didn't have to be baptized. When Jesus Christ went to take baptism, what the John the Baptist says? You should be baptizing me. Why should I baptize you? He said, let it be. This is the righteousness of God. Why this is the righteousness of God? Because this was the commandment of God. When God gave the commandment to John the Baptist, then everyone has to obey the commandment. If Jesus Christ didn't obey the commandment, then what would happen? He will be not doing the perfect will of God. Do you know what Jesus Christ said on the cross? He said, it is finished. That means he came to fulfill the law, and he came to fulfill all the commandments of God. He fulfilled the plan of salvation. He fulfilled all the commandments. And that's why he was baptized. But Jesus Christ is still in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament is from Moses to Christ. When Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and that's the time the New Testament started. So many people get confused. Judah, who betrayed Jesus Christ, his name is written in New Testament, but he did not die after Jesus Christ shed the blood. He died before, so he died in the Old Testament. John the Baptist died before Jesus Christ died, so the John the Baptist died in the Old Testament. Even though their story is recorded in the New Testament, but they are all Old Testament people. Only after death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and after the day of Pentecost, the church established. And when we are the believers, we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and then we obey the water baptism as a commandment. Jesus Christ says, my commandments are not grievous. They are very easy. He gave the love commandment. If you love the Lord, then you will follow the Lord. If God's commandment is water baptism, then I have to obey the commandments of God. And so some people say, I don't want to be baptized. What they're doing, they are denying the commandment of God. So once you are a believer, we are going to say, not only through the water, through the fire, I want to follow the Christ no matter what. That is the real faith of the believers. You believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to go and follow his steps. Jesus Christ set an example for us, and he took a water baptism, so that we have to be baptized. If you deny the commandment, then we won't be called ourselves the beloved children of God. Do you know when Jesus Christ was born, there was no voice came from heaven? But when he took the baptism, that's the time the voice came from heaven. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. So same way, when you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a child of God. But when you take the water baptism, you are a beloved child of God. That's why all the Peter and Paul and John and all of those people writing a beloved, because we are the beloved because we obey the commandment. And now, as I said, Old Testament people, their Holy Spirit was the Spirit of Christ, because the Holy Spirit was not revealed, Jesus Christ was not glorified, and the Holy Spirit was not sent. Now, what is the difference between their Spirit and their Holy Spirit and our Holy Spirit? Spirit is holy. The Spirit of God is holy, the Spirit of Christ is holy, and the Holy Spirit is holy. Now, what is the difference? God gave special gift to the church. That is the third person of Trinity. What was the reason? The Holy Spirit is given for the ministry. to edifying the church, to perfecting the church. This job was not done before. You remember what Jesus Christ said in St. John chapter 14, verse 12? Whatever the miracle I did, you will do also, and you will do greater than me, because I am going to go to my Father. Many people think we cannot do greater miracle than Jesus. But the Word of God says, whatever Jesus said, he didn't lie. He told the truth. After the day of Pentecost, Peter's shadow started healing people. Paul sent the handkerchief and people start getting healed. Jesus never did that kind of ministry. Do you see the difference? The same way, Jesus never preached about a bride and bridegroom. Only one time he said, when some people came and said, John's disciple, they fast. Why your disciple do not fast? At that time he said, well, the time will come. Just like a bridegroom is taken away, then the people will fast. So indirectly he was saying, I am the bridegroom, and one of these days I'll be gone, and then my disciple will also fast. But after the day of Pentecost, the church was born. And that's the time God revealed Peter, Paul, John, that who the bride of Christ is. And they came to know the believers in Jesus Christ who are born again, who are immersively baptized, who are filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongue, those people are called bride of Christ. And so the bride of Christ is given the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongue. But the Old Testament people, they did not have this gift. If you compare the Old Testament gifts and New Testament gifts, difference is only two. Only two different gifts are given to us more than them. All other nine gifts, out of nine gifts, all the Old Testament people, they operate, but only two gifts they didn't have. What are those two gifts? One is speaking in tongue, and another one is trying to interpret the tongue. So those two gifts were not given to the Old Testament people. But when you receive the third person of Trinity, we have nine gifts. Now some people will say, oh, I don't have all the nine gifts, only I have one gift. And I don't have the gift of speaking in tongue. Today my subject is not about speaking in tongue and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Someday we will do it in detail. But I would just like to tell you, that Holy Spirit, when you receive, the evidence is speaking in tongue. If you do not have that evidence, then we cannot recognize that you receive the Holy Spirit. Up to now, nobody was able to tell me, if you do not speak in tongue and they say, I have the Holy Spirit, then I'll ask them, how do you know? Then they will say, oh, I do, I pray for people, people get healed, and all the fruits of the Spirit I have, and things like that. The fruit of the Spirit and gift of the Holy Spirit entirely different. Galatians chapter 5, we read the fruit of the Spirit. Some Bible will say fruit of the Holy Spirit. As I said earlier, the Spirit of God and Spirit of Christ, they are all holy. And so when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have the Spirit of Christ. And you are going to produce the fruits. If you are not born again, you are not going to produce the fruit of the Spirit. All these nine fruits are mentioned in the book of Galatians chapter 5, 22 or so. So point I'm making, all these gifts of the spirits are produced by the believers. You do not have the gift of the Holy Spirit with the speaking in tongue. Take the example of Jesus Christ. All those fruits of the Spirit in Galatians, we read, Jesus Christ produced them. That means if you have Christ, you can produce those spirit, or you can produce those fruits. That means if you are a spirit of Christ, if you are born again, you are going to produce those spirit or produce those fruits. But if you are not speaking in tongue, you will not be able to do the things like Peter, Paul and John. When you receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongue, like the day of Pentecost, what happened? They start doing signs and wonders and miracles. Even the devil were cast out. The demon-possessed people were cast out. People got healed, delivered, and blind and lame people got healed. And not only that time, but today, people are doing these signs and wonders and miracles today. Some of group of people, they believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they never have that holy boldness to give person altar call and say, come here, I'm going to pray for you right now, and you're going to be healed right now, and your sickness is going to be healed, your blindness will be go away. Only the people who possess speaking in tongue or believe in speaking in tongue, those are the people doing it today in America and around the world. From that I can tell you, you need the power of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongue to do these signs and wonders and miracles. So up to now I told you, the salvation is different, the water baptism is different, and the Holy Spirit is different. We got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Not only that, we got more power than any other Old Testament people. Why? Because we got the fullness of Christ. Now I'll tell you some other thing. Jesus Christ said about John the Baptist, do you know what he said? He is the greatest among all who were born by their mother and father. That means if he is the greatest, that means from Abel to the John the Baptist, he is the greater than anybody else, Jeremiah or Isaiah or Joseph or Daniel or anybody you take. He is the greater than anybody else. But he says, since even though he is greater than anybody else, but there is someone in the kingdom of God, he will be greater than the John the Baptist. And I already tried to explain to you in earlier program, but let me tell you, who is that person least in the kingdom of God will be greater than the John the Baptist? Now some people say, oh, that might be Jesus. Jesus is not least in the kingdom of God. He's the greatest. Then who is the least? Let me tell you, as I said earlier, there are people only born again and do not believe in water baptism. They are born again, they are saved, they have eternal life. Even though they didn't take baptism, they didn't receive the Holy Spirit, but they are still greater than the John the Baptist. Why? Because their sanctification is greater than the John the Baptist. John the Baptist was washed by the blood of bulls and goats. But the people who believed in Jesus Christ, they are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You remember that thief on the cross? He simply said, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. But Jesus Christ says, today you will be with me in paradise. That means he got saved, he got born again, he believed Jesus Christ, his sins were forgiven, his name was written in heaven, and he was a child of God. He did not preach, only he preached to his friend, say, why don't you believe? But he was not able to take water baptism, he was not filled with the Holy Spirit, he did not have any preaching and crusade. But the word of God says he will be greater than the John the Baptist because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So now you know, even the thief on the cross will be greater than the John the Baptist. Another example I would like to give. Jesus Christ said to his disciples, I call you my friend. And so many people say, oh, when you call friend, that's a great thing. And there is a song, now they sing, I'm a friend of God. And people think, if you are a friend of God, you are a great man. You have a great relationship. And so when he said to his disciple, you are my friend, When did he tell them? He told them in the Old Testament, before Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. But after the resurrection, he never called them friend. What happened? Once you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and when you receive the Holy Spirit, you became the body of Christ. In another word, you became a church of God. The church is the bride of Christ. So what happened, once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, you are the bride of Christ. You are the church. Now, all the Old Testament people, they can be friend. How do you know? Let's check it out from the Word of God. St. John chapter 3, verse 29, John the Baptist says, I am just like a friend. Stand and listen to bride and bridegroom, and my joy is fulfilled. What he's trying to say? He says the bridegroom is Jesus Christ, bride is the church, and I'm listening to them, and my joy is full. So, if the John the Baptist is the friend, that means from go backward, John the Baptist up to the Abel, they were all friend. So when you say friend, sounds great, but compared with the bride, which is great, friend or bride? I'll give an example. If you are invited to the wedding, all the friends will come, give the gift or receive the gift or chat with the bride and bridegroom and have fun. And when the wedding is over, the friends go home. But the bride stays with the bridegroom. And whatever the bridegroom has, she receives it. Even his name, his last name, or his property, and everything. So that means when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you baptize, when you filled with the Holy Spirit, when you became the church, a bride of Christ, you are greater than the friends. Even in Revelation it says the friend will be called for the weddings. Who are those friends? All the Old Testament people can be coming for the wedding, but after the wedding they will be gone. But the bride will be always with the bridegroom. If you read the Revelation chapter 14, it says wherever the Lamb goes, his bride or his followers follow him all the time. And so we are different than Old Testament people. They are washed by the blood. We are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They've taken the baptism in Moses and Noah and John the Baptist. We are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we receive the Holy Spirit. Their Holy Spirit was the Spirit of Christ, according to the first Peter chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. So the point I'm making, our salvation is greater, our baptism is greater, our Holy Spirit is greater, and our place is greater, because they are friend, we are bride. And so our position in heaven also is greater, but I don't have time right now. One of these days we are going to explain to you the position for us in heaven and the Old Testament people. Many people get mixed up when you're reading the Revelation chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 14. People are thinking they are all same people. Chapter 7 is Old Testament, means all these 12 tribes people were sealed, and Revelation chapter 14, the bride is shown. But we will explain to you later. You read those and compare those two chapters, we will know that they are not the same people. The point I'm making, we have a greater chance, greater blessings, greater position than the Old Testament people. Don't think that I like to be like a David, I like to be like a Jonah, or I like to be like a Joseph. It's a good thought. We should be always thinking about Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, we are nothing. But in Jesus, we have everything. So point I'm making, we are in Christ, greater than the Old Testament people. And I would like to tell you, not only Old Testament people, we are greater than the angels. Why? Because the angels are ministering to us. Book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. So we are greater than the Old Testament people and greater than the angels. So our position in Christ is great. We are the bride of Christ, and Jesus Christ as our bridegroom, he is coming soon for his bride. Are you ready? If you are not, just get saved, just get baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and get all the gifts and live for Christ. I'm going to pray for you. Just simply pray. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. Give me grace to live a clean and holy life. Please forgive all my sins and make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Once you believe that, once you pray that, you are a child of God. Your name is written in heaven. You are belong to him. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. So remember, we are in Christ Jesus special people. I'm going to tell you, we are going to give you more information about what the body of Christ is all about in the coming chapter. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for his glory. Please tell somebody to tune in to next time. May God bless you now.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.